This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. Before we begin, if your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that in your podcast app settings for this podcast. To begin, lie flat on your back or sit comfortably in a chair and uncross your legs and uncross your arms and close your eyes if you can so that you can better see with the eyes of your heart and focus on developing a rhythm of slow, calm, quiet breathing. Breathing in through your nose. Try to send the air deep into your belly, using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And then as you slowly exhale, let your out breath be a little longer than your in breath each time. And focus your mind on relaxing your whole body a little bit more with each exhale. With each slow, quiet exhale, letting the muscles in your body soften a little bit more. Letting go of clenched muscles. Releasing tight muscles. Almost as if with each exhale, it's like you're breathing more relaxation into your body. Slow, long, calm exhale, each breath. Breathing in a relaxed, calm breath, taking in breath through your nose into your belly. Breathing out and letting go of tight, clenched muscles throughout your whole body. Each time, letting go of tension and stress all throughout your body. Even those areas where you're not even aware that you have tightness or tension, you're just unconsciously self-protectively guarding. See if you can become aware of those areas now and just release that tightness and tension and relax those muscles with each exhale. Focus your mind on reintegrating your entire body with the reality of God's Spirit with you and within you. Your whole body getting its life from God's Spirit. Letting the Spirit of God fill your body using your biblically guided imagination. Just envision and feel the reality of the Spirit of God filling your body. Giving life to your whole body, every cell in your body. And you're letting go of all the other chatter, the distractions that preoccupy your mind, and clench your body with tension and tightness. Christian meditation is a time where you can ignore everything else. This is a time to be quiet, a kind of solitary place, a solitary time that your body and your mind can enter into a calming quiet, an easing, a letting go, a letting down of self-protective guarding. Christian meditation is a kind of way to wake up your body and your mind to your own soulishness, becoming more aware of your body's presence and God's presence in your body. It's a time to come off the hurry and the noise and come back to awareness, to become more aware of a truer reality, the truer reality of God with you and within you and all around you. C.S. Lewis, in his classic book, The Screwtape Letters, he has in that book the demons protesting against silence as a great danger to their destructive cause in a Christian's life. And in the book, a senior demon named Screwtape calls the devil's realm, quote, a kingdom of noise, and claims, quote, we will make the whole universe a noise in the end, unquote. Kind of makes you think differently about all the noise running rampant in our lives. All the chatter, all the distractions, all the digital noise constantly coming at us. Blaise Pascal writes in one of his pensées, his thoughts, he says, quote, all men's miseries derive from not being able to sit in a quiet room alone. Now, I think he's meaning there to say something super simple but super profound. All men's miseries derive from not being able to sit in a quiet room alone. It makes you think of Jesus' words again in Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. This is a quiet time for you to be in a kind of solitary place, a closed room with a closed door, alone, away from the eyes of others, and away from all the other digital distractions and noise constantly bombarding you. So envision this, imagine this right now. Breathing in through your nose, calmly, slowly, quietly. Breathing out a slow, calm breath. Breathing more calm and relaxation into your whole body. And envision this. You right now are alone and alone with God. Feel that in your whole body. You are alone. As if it's just you and God. You are alone with the God who created the entire universe, and He is infinitely focused on you, intricately involved, focused on you in every detail of your life, intimately present with you right now. And now envision this, that every cell in your body gets its life from God's life-giving presence and God's life-giving spirit. Imagine every cell in your body, envision every cell in your body dependent completely, utterly on God's presence, God's life-giving spirit. And when you imagine this, when you envision this and feel this into your body, you are envisioning reality. Just like Jesus said that you're alone in your room with your Father who is unseen, and you're imagining a very real reality. And so too, when you imagine every cell in your body dependent upon God's Spirit for its life, God giving life, to every cell in your body, you are envisioning reality, unseen. Remembering the quote from the Apostle Paul in Acts 17:28, in Him we live and move and have our being. Think about that. Envision this reality and feel the sensation of it. In your entire body right now, in Him you live and move and have your being. You have your being in Him. You live, move, and have your very being in Him. See if you can envision that reality and feel it into your whole body, breathing in through your nose. And as you breathe out, feel that vision into your whole body, letting go of tightness and self-protective guarding, because you are not the source of your own life. You are not the one who gives life to your life. You have always been utterly dependent upon the presence of God, the life-giving Spirit of God giving life to your very being. And there's something about realizing that and envisioning that that puts everything in your life in a better perspective. In Him you live and move and have your being. A few verses later, the Apostle Paul says in Acts 17:25, He Himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. So breathe in through your nose, into your belly, and breathe out, and feel the sensation of God's life-giving presence, giving being and giving life and giving breath to your whole body. Envision that reality into your body. Your entire soul, your entire self, your mind, your spirit, your body, get their very being, get their very life. Everything true about you is utterly dependent upon God always, at every moment. Envision that reality, all of who you are, gets its life, gets its breath, its very being from God always, at every moment, in this moment right now, in this moment. God is giving life to you, your body, your mind, your spirit, your entire self, your entire soul derives its existence from God. Breathe in and breathe out and feel that reality into your whole body. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 8:6, he says, There is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. There is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. So breathe in through your nose, into your belly, a calm, quiet breath. And as you breathe out, feel the sensation. Envision this reality, this unseen reality, into your body. Feel the sensation of God's life-giving presence, giving being, giving existence, giving life to your whole body. Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom you live. Everything in your life, every cell in your body is utterly dependent upon Jesus Christ for its existence. Feel that reality into your body right now. Envision and feel this all throughout your body, your head, your face, your neck and shoulders. In Him you live and move and have your being. Envision this reality and feel this sensation of this truth in your arms. He himself gives everyone life. He himself gives you life and breath and everything else. He gives you life and breath and everything else. Feel that in your back, your muscles in your back, letting go of the tightness, all the tension, all the stress of thinking you are your own maker, your own source of existence and source of life. There is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom you live. You live through him, by him. Feel that in your gut, your chest, your abdomen. Your hips. Your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves. Your feet. Breathing in. Breathing out and envisioning and feeling the sensation. Jesus Christ giving life to every cell in your body. God's presence in you, giving you your very breath. And everything about you comes from him. Envision that and feel that reality in your whole body, head to toe. In him you live and move and have your being. He himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. There is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.